Maybe they all come together. What is one thing to do with the other? So these two discoveries about Papa. So she's kind of the guest later on, she's kind of her parents.
Because there is a cause of fear only in this. Nothing is freer that precedes the guest. So if we say that the Gereshin and the Sri and the Get is the Mame di Batara, so the thing is that Akosu twice the Sri and Get also. Because the Sri and the Get is an imminent ingredient of the Gereshin. But even if we say that the Sri and Get takes place first, and after that the Gereshin takes place. So later, because Akosu Mal Kochet, which applies to the Gereshin, should have no application to the Sri, which has to precede the Gereshin. Well, anyway, I mean, I know that I could also argue the other way. But this is the reasoning of the case. And then the case is not contrary to any gemara. Otherwise, the case is contrary to many gemara.
Why did you bring a right question? There's no yan until the Gershon. How can she become anything until the Gershon? Anisha doesn't have yan, does she?
No. Only regarding the Choteah. The Chotah the Baal the Kiyam Peiras met. So if the get is handed over to the Chotah of the Isha, then we have to resort to Gita Machatir Boim Kehachot in the Moshe. But if the get is handed over to the Yad of the Isha, then we don't have to resort to Gita Machatir Boim Kehachot. Because it's not the property of the Baal. By Eved, we always have to resort to Gita Machatir Boim Kehachot, because he's the property of the Odin. But Sheik and Isha is not the property of the Odin, of the Baal.
Is it still keeping Yad from get this way?
That's right, yeah.
But this is a different opinion, because over there the guy raised Yad and
all right, but there is a king Yad, a different kind. In other words, it's an imminent ingredient in the gear. But there is a tree. We still can learn out. You see, that if we say that the case meant it literally, that there is no tree in the Gershon, then there is a castle. But the more I learn out, see Hosa from Gershon. See what I get. But if we say that the case doesn't mean it literally if there is no Sri again, he means it to be distinguished from the Sri and other stories, where the Sri and the Shtar takes place first, and then the king and the Hotel. Here, the Gerashin and the Sri and the Get take place both at the same time. Alright. Tona Rabo, because of the way Hok, remain read the Kikelab TV. Vereminu, Eved sheyotzei dechtav shal gabei tavle, shalangoi tikotav lechokat. So you cannot glaze the get on wood. So that means that chikike glazing is not ksivo. Vereminu, Eved sheyotzei dechtav shal gabei tavle, upinkes, yotzei lecheirus. So if the shtashichu was written on a tablet or on a pinkes, does not mean a paper pinkes here. It means board. Also wooden pinkes. So yotzei lecheirus. Avloi dechtav shal gabei kipe van duchtere. But if the get was designed on a headband of the ishe or on some embroidery, so then it's no good, because that's not staff, this is van duchtere. However, if it was engraved on a tablet or a board, so then it's yotzei lecheirus. Now shtashichu and get the same thing. So we see that chikike is clear. אמרו לו, אמר אבו עזר, אלוהי קאצ'י, או דחוק תיכי, או דחוק יראי חי. והחוק תיכי, חוק תיכי, so I think it's called relief art, חוק תיכי. In other words, when you don't engrave it directly, but you carve out in the interior, and then you have something formed by itself, by carving out in the interior. Relief carving. So that's Chokteiches, so that's not Tzad. Chokteiches means he engraves the size. I mean, the literal meaning of Tzireches means the size. He carved it out directly, not round and about in the interior. But he carved out the size himself of the horse. So Chokteiches, if he carves out in the interior and then the horse is formed, so then that's not Tzad. Let's say with ink too. Let's say if you have a blotch of ink on a piece of paper, then you'll take an eraser and you will, the middle of the blotch, you will erase the ink. And then you will leave the sides, so you have a summer form. So that will be chok teche. But if you take a pen and you write the summer, after that, chok erase. Alright. So in other words, when does the Bible say the chotavoy chokak, that is it's chok teche, if it's done in relief words. But if it is, and when we say that chikike is exiled, that is chokirek. Vereminu, Lo hoyu ksevi sheikei ala beilei. That's the gabi getzit. So it was engraved on it. Kodesh Ladishem. So the ksav on the tzit, Kodesh Ladishem, so was not sunk in, but it projected, it was beilei. Kedin rezov, just like on a golden coin. Now what din rezov teiche say, now soon the Gemara will have an abaye, whether it's teiches or yereiches. In other words, whether he scrapes it, whether the matbeye, the tzure and the matbeye shodo is formed by scraping the interior, or it's formed by pushing it from the back. So that's an abaye. The word Michet Choritz means that the tzure and the matbeye is formed by scraping in the interior, then it's Choteches, or Knupekon is by pressing it from the back. So then it's Choteches. So the Gemara now assumes that it's Choteches, that matbeye shel zahav is Choteches. And the Braita says, gives the moshel, make the analogy between the matbeye shel zahav and the tzitz. Now the tzitz we know is called Michtav Pituchei Chesed, so we see that it is Ksive. And the Braita mentions the analogy that it was not sunk in, but it projected like in the Nezor. And there it was Ksav. So maybe that means in the Nezor is also Ksav. And the Gemara assumes that the Tzure of the Matbeye shel the Nezor, that was for Teichet. So we see that for Teichet is Ksav, for the Nezor Teichet. So the Gemara says, true, the Nezor is Teichet. But here the Braita doesn't mean that there is a perfect analogy between the tzitz and the resolve. He didn't resolve it, He didn't resolve the bailey. In other words, it's analogous to the resolve in one respect. In other words, that it wasn't something but projected, bulged out. But below the resolve, but it's not mamish like the resolve. You are some teichet. There, the tzure and the matbeye was formed by scraping the interior. But But by the tzitz it was direct. That means the tzur and the matbeye, michet chori, is it formed by scraping the interior, so means it's hot teiches, or it's knufet on it, or by pressing from the back. So let's say, if he takes it, and he presses it from the back here, so maybe the tzur comes out here. So then it's hot yereiches. Omale michet chori. So he says, in other words, it's done by scraping the interior. So maybe it's hot teiches, ace it. It was done from the back, and then through the compression, so that was formed, so it's hot. So it's hot here. All right, here it is. Now, yesterday, the day before yesterday, so there is one thing that I didn't mention this year, then after I stood up, I mentioned it, but not everybody heard it. Now, in the shir, I mentioned the kashi. According to Tesis, that when the Gemara says here, So the Gemara doesn't mean because it means the Nosa. So the halacha, the Nior has to belong to the Baal, only Shayach Ligabin Yisine, but it doesn't have to belong to the Baal at the time of the Ksiv. The other Rishayim Lachim. Now, so according to Tesis, that for days, that only Bishat Nisine is the Nior has to belong to the Baal, so why do we have to resort to a special particle of the Nosan? Since it says the Kosa really means the Nosan, that's the halacha of Sivra Makhne by all of Shtore. Now, so, after what I said, in light of what I said, so the kashi is no kashi, because we see that Getty distinguished from all other shtorim. In all other shtorim, but the shtar matone, so first it must be zeichin the shtar. First, the mikav matone must be zeichin the shtar, and then it can be zeichin the tzorek. Mashe inke in get, so the schi in the get and the gerish need at the same time. So maybe if we didn't have the gerish, of course, we'll be no sam. So then I would say two in all shtorim without the inosam. So the shtar has to belong to the makni. Mashe inke in gabi get, and gabi get, so the halacha is that even kosher is suranoi is kosher, even though Rashi says that the suranoi is in the shusei and he cannot be makne, so the answer is, inasmuch as there is exerta kosher, that the ishi is in gareshet bal kocho, so the ishi can be zeche in the nior, even bal kocho, so it's not based upon the din of that sin and that makne flatter equivalent. It's a special halacha that the ishi is zeche neget, just as she becomes mitreshes, she is also zeche neget without her da'at. So it's not based upon the general deen of that makne either. It's only, of course, she can become mitreshes and zeche neget only if the baal wants to be migarisha. But the general halacha of that kene, or even the general halacha of that makne, has no application here. So maybe this deen of any b'shusei has no application. Because when is there a deen of any b'shusei, if it is based upon the general requirement of that makne, so if the moment the chayfet is any b'shusei, it's not within his rishus, within his control. So maybe he doesn't have the authority, the jurisdiction to be makne. Mashenkin here thinks there's a koto, true, the ish has to be zeichel in the get. But she is zeichel in mele, without a da'at, and it doesn't have to be based upon the general requirement of that makne. Only of course, it requires the da'at of the baal, because of the special aloche of da'at by Yerashim. But mele, this thing of any Rosh Hussein has no application. So if not, there's a koto for the no sound. So that it has that the Nior, title of the Nior must be rested in the Baal of Taim Nisine. I would say this general halacha of Sifra Makne has no application. Alright, now. Boy Minei Rovim Rav Nachman. So we are up to now that Chof Omedet. The fourth line. Boy Minei Rovim Rav Nachman. Kotav lo get al tashel zo v'yoma lo yiskabli gitech v'yiskabli k'sivotech ma. So suppose he wrote the get on a golden tablet, and he says to her, "You should collect the kesuvim with this tablet." So Rashi says, "Well, Rashi, and this Rashi doesn't say anything, right?" So Omar in his kablo git of his kablo kesuvim. Now Tesis explains that Avogad because for us you are no yikosher. So she doesn't have to get anything. I mean, what does she get when it's written on Isur Anoi? Something that is worthless. So maybe even in the case where he tells her to collect the ksuve through the golden tablet on which the get was engraved, so she should still be the Nishir. So Haina Mishim Yor will be Nikola get. So she gets the Nior, but the Nior is Isur Anoi. It doesn't have the chavius of the fortune. Aval Hochel Yor will be Tiras Roin, but here she gets paid the ksuve. So Mimele, she doesn't get anything. She doesn't get anything. She has to be given the Niyor. But here, whatever she gets, the tablet, that's the Niyor of this get. So she gets it only because the oil and the Ksuve. So you could argue that there is no Nisine. There is no Nisine. So that's not by. Omalei Niskabu Gutin Niskabu Ksuve. In other words, that she is Nikra. Iskablo gitech vasholik sevoseich, iskablo gitech vasholik sevot. In other words, if he says iskablo gitech, and he says vasho, in other words, let's say the lower half of the tablet, and which the get is not with, so that he gives her for the payment of the ksuve, so then she becomes migrashes, and with the lower half of the tablet upon which the get is not written, so she collects the ksuve with it. Time is kishor, only there is the lower half of the tablet upon which the get is not written. Hold like kishor loi. But Rav Nachman said that even if like kishor, so she's addressed. So Gemara answers loi. Who had been a forgotten like kishor? So why does the Vaisa have to mention it in connection with the Shalik Sivatek? Hoch, if a Hokamashulon, I forgot the Kishor, Yomalo, eh? Yomalo, eh? Eloy, loy, my time, I feel it in the Jews. Say not a man. If he says, this Kabbalah Gitter with Kabbalah Sivatek, even though there is no balance of the tablet. In other words, to get it written on the whole tablet, there is nothing left beneath the get with which he could collect it soon. So she still could collect it soon with the tablet with the tablet on which the get itself is written. So why does the Vaisa mention the connection with the show? So because we could say in the case where it's a big tablet and the get is written up to here, then. So, and then there is another half of the tablet with which he could collect the ksuba. So even if the Baal didn't say his kabbalah ksuba, even if he didn't say his kabbalah ksuba, but since the get is written up to here and then the lower half is blank, so she would get paid the ksuba with this other half of the tablet, even if he didn't say his kabbalah ksuba. So kamash for the vice is kamash for law, no. That if he didn't say Kabbalah, so no matter how large the tablet is, and even though there is more than enough in the value of the lower half of the tablet to collect the ksuve, so she doesn't get paid for the ksuve with that, because that is the avira din gilte. Now that is the thing upon which the get is written. So that is given to her. That is given to her by Matone, the Tiras Girash. Tiras Girash. But if he said in so many words, you should get paid for the ksuve with the tablet, then she gets paid for the ksuve. Now, from Tetris, it's Mashma. He's coming, 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 he's coming. So it's Mashma that the reason as to why it's his coming, he's coming. The Niskabuk Sivoso is because true she gets paid for the ksuba, but at the same time she gets it. So it's the reason. When is the machine is it says I hate the gita by your story? So then he reserves title to the Nyo himself. So the Isha doesn't acquire title to the Nyo. But here the Isha acquires title to the tablet, that's the Nyo again. To the tablet. But she doesn't get it with Teras Matone, Gmure, she gets it with Teras Piroi. The Teras Roy. So too she gets the Teras Roy. But after all, until he gave it to her, it wasn't her. The Baal only owed her Shibuti, that's all. So this specific tablet wasn't her. Now he gave it to her. So in Mele, it's not like Haredi Giter Van Yoshali. Haredi Giter Yoshali. So there is no Nisine or there is no Krises, as Raman said, because the title to the Neo remains vested in the Baal. But here, who acquires title to the tablet? The Ishe. But with that, it's not given to her the Masonic Mura B'Tiras Yerushin, but it is given to her also B'Tiras B'Piroi of the Ksuve. But B'Tiras Yerushin. So as long as it is given to her and she acquires title to the Neo, so it's all right. Now, this is from Pesach, it's much more like that. And also from the Rambam, it's much more like that. However, the Rashba, he says, he has the kasha. How can she be nigger? After all, she doesn't get it. She gets it. But she gets it out. The Teras Roy. So if she gets it to the foreign, it's like taking their own. Because when a Balcheif comes, he's gave it. For a Cheif, he's gave a certain Cheif. In payment for a Cheif. So that means he gets what is due to it. Even though the Malbe didn't have title to the Ben until he took it, the Piron Chayde. But when he does take it, the Piron Chayde, it means it is given to him, he took what was due to him. So really it should be like Haredi Gita Van Yoshali. What difference does it make when Zisha doesn't acquire title to the New York, or she does acquire title to the New York, except that she gets it in payment of a Chayde in future. This is the Rajah's task. So the Rajah says, the Rajba says, the reason is why it's Kabbal Gita Vitzkabu Tzavotah is because the Umdan is that when he said Kabbal Gita Vitzkabu Tzavotah, that he meant to be made of it. So in other words, so actually, so he meant, so she meant to be made of it. She meant to be made of it. In other words, he said, it's Kabbal Gita Vitzkabu Tzavotah. And she agreed. So That means that she intended to, be meichel b'ksuv. So then when she gets the golden tablet, which is davir ben yilte, then she actually gets a b'tirat matone, as a matone b'tirat girash. A matone b'tirat girash. This is what her eyes.
The
child
is
why
the
world is no
that's
right. I don't care about that. Why? I don't care. Oma, when it's kabo, 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 it's But in the name of Yisrael, it will be known that she did not intend to be meichel b'ksuvah, then she will not be nidreshet. Because then she doesn't get. Now, what is that to
understand? I thought it was automatic.
What is it?
I thought it was automatic that by her accepting this, so she automatically shows that she's mochelos on the
b'ksuvah. She's meichel b'ksuvah.
But she's not automatically, with what the Rebbe just said now. She's not automatically.
What do you mean automatically? I mean, he said to her, it's kabu hita, it's kabu ksuvah, and she agreed. She kept quiet. That means she agreed. So what does it mean she agreed? She was made for Mixur. She was Michalas Mixur. She was Michalas Mixur. She was Michalas Mixur. So that's why I think that. However, from Tesis it's not much more like that. Even though Tesis is explanatory of the Abaye, not of the Teret, but the way you see, according to the Rajivor, so we have to say that the Abaye in the Gemara was whether she is Michal or she is not Michal. So Milan it isn't mashmacha. So the Gemara was patient, so Rav Nachman was patient in. No, she is Michal. So but from Tesis says Rabbi is because he didn't give her since she gets it only the Tesis of the Royal. So it's not mashmah this, so that the one who raised Rabbi assumed that it's the Tesis of the Royal. He gave it to her, and Rav Nachman. So he said, no, it's not Teres Royen, it's Mechilas. It's not Mashma. So it's Mashma from Losh HaTesis, the way he explained the Abaye, that Rav Nachman's answer to Rav was, true, it's Teres Royen, but still she's Negreshet, but after all, she don't acquire title to the tablet. Even though with that, she gets paid for the Now, and then from the Rambam it's Mashma, that means Chilik and the Rambam. And the Rambam, there is a better riot than from this. The Rambam says, in Tehri Chesnu Chesgirash, in Halochet Esvo, Chok HaKarget Al Tashel Zo, Vinos Nilo, Vyom Alo Hari Vigite Yechu Ksuvotich, Kosha, Vinistad Lo Ksuvoto, Vim Yej Bitaat Kidei Ksuvoto, Vim La Vyashlin Ksuvoto. In love, Yashin is the worst. So the Rambam says that Miskablo Ksuvoso, you need to talk to this Ksuvoso. But let's say, if let's say the task of God is worse to undo, so then Miskablo Ksuvoso. But suppose the task of God is worse to undo, so she gets paid 100 and then he still has to pay another 100. So if we say that the Rambam is really kind of Rajbo, the Rambam is chelik on the Rajbo, and he holds that here it's not mechir, it's the Roya, and still she's nidreshet, because she doesn't intend to be meichel b'ksuvah, some meile, but it's nidreshet anyway, because she acquired title to the Gitanle, so then you understand. So since there is no mechile, there is the Roya, so it all depends how much the tablet is worth. If the tablet is worth the whole ksuvah, all right, so she has nothing to collect from him. If the tablet is worth only 100 dus, so she still can collect another 100 dus. But if he agrees with the Rajbo, so there is Mechile, so even if the tablet is not worth the 200 dus, so still, so why should she be able to collect the other 100 dus? Unless you say, I mean, the Hundene is Kineget, well, I mean, where do you get this Hundene?
By talking about Syria now, why did you say that about the Shiloh from?
What?
When you're crossing about Yisrael Hanav's question, why does that involve the shed of Mitzvah HaBod HaBeira, assuming that Girish is a Mitzvah?
I don't know. You know, I can't give it to you, Tata Shikashi.
Thank you.
You see, you're assuming, first of all, you're assuming so many things. So, I mean, does it mean every time a husband divorces his wife, so he's in time to meet it? Well, anyway, the Rajbo says that it's just a cancer. So the Rajbo was inquired, was asked, well, how is it that there is no Brocha and Yerush? There is no Brocha and Yerush. There is Brocha and Gush, but there is no Brocha and Yerush. So the Rajbo answered in two ways. I mean, as a matter of fact, he recommended the Sheol. He said, how can there be Brocha? How can there be Brocha and Gerashim? Because Brocha is something that is involved in my mitzvah. But here, Gerashim, Kolam Garish is there, and it's Beach Mirror's Moy. So what kind of mitzvah is there? There is a mitzvah that there, in other words, even when it's Muta to be Garish, even if it's Muta to be Garish, let's say, according to the Sewell, I mean, some Dovo or so on, but still there is a mitzvah that there, because I'm Beach Mirror's Moy. So there is no Kila Mitzvah, so that's one thing. I mean, there is no Mitzvah in Gerashim. In Gerashim there is no Mitzvah. In other words, if someone, Swoot, mentioned the Mila Mitzvah, the Rambam mentioned the Mitzvah, so that means if somebody, let's say, divorced, sends away his wife, he becomes separates himself from his wife, he divorces her, I mean, for all practical purposes, but he doesn't give her a get, he's not with the deal, so he's in battle in it, so he has an avail. The fact that he divorces her without the get, so he has an avera, so it's a nisa rete. So it's a nisa rete. A nisa rete, b'sheval kaito, it could be the kumvasei, I mean whatever it is. But not that there is a kilma mitzvah in divorcing one's wife. There is no kilma mitzvah in divorcing one's wife. Now, that's one thing. And then, even if it has been a mitzvah, so the halacha of mitzvah bom avera has no application here. Mitzvah bom avera is only shayach when there is a shem levay of avera and the chesed of the mitzvah. Then there is mitzvah bom avera. Let's say ruach bagot. Ruach bagot. So there is a shem levay of avera and the chesed. The ruach is God is the ruach. And God is a shem levay of avera. The chesed has a shem avera. But it doesn't mean that if a person did a mitzvah, he was not Mekayim Mitzvah. Of course, if one is not allowed to do Avera in order to Mekayim Mitzvah, that goes without saying. But that doesn't mean that if one resorted to certain Avera in order to Mekayim Mitzvah, that he was not Mekayim Mitzvah. It doesn't mean that. Let's say if somebody, let's say, will travel on Shabbat to give Zokeh to a poor man, so of course he has no right to travel on Shabbat in order to give socket to a poor man. But that doesn't mean that if he gave the socket to a poor man, that he was not Mekayim Mitzvah with the money he gave, he's not allowed to do it. But the Mitzvah was Mekayim. Mitzvah Bom Avera implies that the chest of the Mitzvah, like the lumen, which is the chest of the Mitzvah, so if it's a Shem Levay of Avera, so it's not Mekayim Mitzvah. And for all I see, the chief Rabbeinu Yehuda are Mekayim Mitzvah. Why? So the Yerushalmi said, "Ein b'keil din gezel." The Yerushalmi was shocked. What does it mean? Because what is the chesed of the mitzvah? Not the shefer. The chesed of the mitzvah is the kol, and the kol is not gozel, even though the shefer is gozel. But the kol is not gozel. Now, his halacha has been just that whenever a mitzvah is done through an avera, so it's not mikayim. So then, it's not mikayim the mitzvah. So then, Shifra Gorbo is still a little bit of Gero. The answer is the fact that an Avera of Gero was the medium through which he was able to do the mitzvah. It doesn't mean that he's not a kind of mitzvah. Only when he's open. The chesed of the mitzvah, not the shefer. The chesed of the mitzvah is the kol. And the kol is not gozel, even though the shefer is gozel. But the kol is not gozel. Now, his halacha has been just that whenever a mitzvah is done through an avera, so it's not mikayim, so then it's not mikayim the mitzvah, so then, Shifra Gozel, still a little bit of gezel. The answer is the fact that the Anavera of Gerlo was the medium through which he was able to do the mitzvah doesn't mean that he's not a Kalimitre. Only when there is a Mivaya there. Vorai is more in Sukkot as well, but also that if he's saying the Lulev, the Arobes, with you, Shechino Vishur, so then there is no Bissar on Avera. Why not? But if it's Avera, then so if he's saying it, then he doesn't tell Shem Gogol. It's him. It's not Shem Gogol. You see. That's the last thing. And then, so you already have to do it, you know. And then, another fallacy, assuming that the deal of Bissar on Avera does apply, so what would it mean? So it would mean that it's not, and assuming that there is misery, and the Regina of Mitzvah on Avera does apply. So in such a case, of course, there are still Anoye, but I still Anoye, and assuming that there is a Nisar, I'm sure there is a Machlech of Tain. Tainfer says that there is a Nisar to be Nisar, to have to raise Anoye. But many parts we say that the Rambam is raised, even though some parts we say it's not the Raya, the Rambam says. But assuming that it is Rota, to be Nisar, to write the Gert and Nisar Anoye, and assuming that yes, there is a Nisar, and assuming that the Regina of Mitzvah on Avera, that whenever a Mitzvah is done through that Avera, So then he's not becoming a Mitzvah. So what? So he's not becoming a Mitzvah. That doesn't mean that he's not becoming a Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is not Mitzvah. Hey, what does one thing to do with the other? Suppose the dearest reason, then suppose he's not becoming a Mitzvah that way, if it was done through another. So he's not becoming a Mitzvah. Does that mean just because he wasn't becoming a Mitzvah, that of the Russian, that the decision is not how? Now, this means a Mitzvah. Obviously, it's a Mitzvah only if someone married a woman that is interesting, but if you can't even marry the Italian to Grusha, so you certainly not be able to be Italian Mitzvah. The Torah says he's not allowed to be Italian to Grusha. So does that mean that because he will not be Italian to Mitzvah of the Italian Tisha, when he came to Italian to Grusha, that the middle of the Grusha is not how? But the Torah says that the Grusha is how? The Torah says one has nothing to do with the other. Dushni is a Mitzvah, and when again now is a Kushe, so he's not behind the Mitzvah, there is a Mitzvah that Dushni is not half. And if you want 20 other things, please tell the other 20 other things. All right. However, the Sabikate could serve as a basis for writing the whole Sefer, because he could write maybe 100 Torusim, so you could fill out the papers of the big papers. And some form are filled out with such kind of things. All right. Come on, Abba. Hari the Gita van Yor shall be in the Midrash. I'm not Tarzir le San Yor, Hari the Midrash. Now, Rashi says, אין מיט דער קעסער גיינג דאן יאר שלע, ווען נאָט פון דער קרום, די נימט צו יאר אייפיס פייך איז באק. אייפיס פייך איז יאר. So because there is no listening. Aber das kann dir nicht ein Jahr, weil du sagst, because then it is only the Tera, then it is only the Tera Sna. Then it is only the Tera Sna. Alright, now, Boy Rafop, in Sikel, in Sikel, within table to table. Suppose he doesn't reserve title to the whole New York, the whole New York in himself. Just that he reserves title in himself to the New York that is between one little shore of the gate and the other. The blank paper that is between one shore of the written gate and the other shore. Whether the key is registered or not. So how can there be a buy? And that score alone if you get the deposit. We trick the mure. So what is mure? In other words, that let's say one oath touches or it goes into the whole of another oath. So or let's say, I mean, with remedy we can say that one oath touches the other oath, because there is no retaining except if you say that there's no enough to get real by yet. So in other words, one oath touches the other oath, and so he's Mishael only the paper that is blank. But let's say there are two aces that touch each other, so the Niyor on which the two aces touch each other is not Mishael himself, that is his way. So maybe there is no Chisom, but he's an Echot Rachmono, Mishnai 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 Mishnai. So the Dabai, In that case, there is a bayit. So it's a bayit reason. Now the Rambam is mashmit the whole abaye of Bishika 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 Bishika, and he's also mashmit. So at least in regard to the fact that he's mashmit this abaye, all right, so you could say it seems to say it's a bayit reason, so she's not mitereshet, even though she's not mitereshet, only the self is not the father. In case of the Bishika, but so maybe he doesn't have to mention it. But the Rambam is much more even the Aloha of Tizareha from Rahmona and Lishnai, which later swore him. I mean, that is more difficult. That is more difficult. I mean, at all, this Aloha the Rambam should mention. Now, Rashi says that the reason is why Hazri Achri Begita Van Yosef is only Rashi because it's no Nishin. It's no Nishin. The Rambam says that the reason is why Achri Begita Van Yosef is only Rashi is because it's not true. In other words, because the Baal has certain schushim in the ghetto, so it's not true. It's not true. Now, in regard to that phrase that I mentioned, which the Imre Meshe says that it cannot be interpreted literally, I mean, I mentioned the pshat that the Imre Meshe says in the case, but let's say if we accept the phrase literally, so of course, Rashi is explicitly contrary to the case. Because according to the faith, it's not necessarily the Isha Bidecha in the star, in the Leo. So there has to be an Isha Bidecha. So why do you say Ari Bidecha Van Yosef in the Isha? In the Isha of the world. So unless we'll say the faith only says that it's all right, that it's all right if the Isha is not there. It's not there. But however, if the Baal reserves title in itself, that's worse than the Isha not being there. When the Isha is not there, so then there is no Chiton in it. There is no Chiton in it. But even if the Baal reserves title in itself, then there is a Chiton in it. That's not the standard at all. As far as the physical delivery, what do we mean by Isha? If we mean by Isha physical delivery, so even if the Baal reserves title to the paper in itself, there is still, it doesn't negate the physical delivery. I mean, the physical delivery is a good one. So in other words, so if it is, if it does negate, it negates the sphere. But according to things, there is no requirement that the Isha is there again. So why should Harid Gitach Van Yoshali be in there? So we can say that the Karnamah, the state, will not say it according to Rashi. The faith will not say it according to us. The faith will say it according to Rambam. I mean, if we assume the pshat, if we accept the faith chiddush literally, I mean, so then, assuming that the faith meant it literally, that by get it's not necessary, that the Isha Bideich and the get, so then he certainly could not say it according to us, because according to Rashi, so then there is no mishnah. There is no lishina. What is the no lishina? Because there is no shrivani. What difference does it make? Whether the Baal does not make any reservation, but the Isha is not there in the gate, because it's annoying, whatever reason it is, or the Baal reserves title himself. But the state says that according to Rambam. Now the Rambam says that the reason is why Ari Zikitavan Yoshali in the case is because of the song of Shrivani. Anyway, he says, so it's only because of the sources, but otherwise it would be good, but what? Because the Baal has its host in the guest, in New York, so otherwise it would be good, so it's a riot that there is no requirement that the Isha should be there in the guest, All right, so he says it's all around, but of course there are so many riots, I mean, against that proposition, the Rambam says in the case itself didn't mean it. So, for the question of ayat against the Rambam. Now, on one hand, there are so many ayat that by guess, there are two aspects. First of all, there is aloche of nishine miyode yodo, and then there is also the other aspect, that the Yishem Asiteche in the star, in the New York, what is common to all stories. Except that no story, so first, takes effect the free and then the free in the hotel, and here is Matah. But this requirement that the Mikabel Ashtar must be there in the Shtar, that applies to get also. So then, so that obviously that comes within the Gzerzakotuv of Inosa. That comes within the Gzerzakotuv of Inosa. And we see, I mean, the Gemara says, the Gemara that that's proper metallic. Well, we should be in Inosa, and Rochel Yoyi Vomide. So the Rosh Magmore is Rochel Yoyi Vomide. Rochel Yoyi Vomide. Of course, that Gemara is reference to a case where title to the Yom was in Greece. But the Rosh Magmore is Rochel Yoyi Vomide. And that's not good because of Inosa. So in other words, he has to give her. Give her not in the sense of physical delivery. In the sense of physical delivery, so if the disciple is vested or has been vested in the Ishe all the time, and the Ishe was not even here the Gemara has referenced the case where it's worthless. Where it's worthless. So, I mean, the first kashya of Gemara was here in Mishim Dechfiri Kota. Here in Mishim Dechfiri Kota. So that means that it has to be according to cases that. So it means Rinosa. It means it has to be on the paper of the bar. But then the other kashya, even Mishim Dechfiri Kota Bachor Yom Mide. So it means, so how is it neglected if it's written on something that is worthless, that there is no shabbos, there is no shabbos at all. So the Rosh means the Hochel Yoyim Gomide. So what does it mean, the Yoyim Gomide? Not in the sense of physical delivery, but in the sense that he didn't give away something that has worth. So it's a riot. That from the potent of Inosan we know that he has to give us something. But the Gemara says, even though it's worthless, and it's good, then it's still considered giving her. The degree of the worth is not important. I mean, because it still gives her, but we see from that Gemara, Mishim Dechfiri Notam Vohel Yoyim Gomide. So we see that the Notam implies that he has to give her, something, not just to make a physical delivery. So, one second. So, and the Rambam says, that the only reason as to why is in a Midrashet is because the question is, because Notam itself implies. Not itself implies that he has to give her not only physical delivery, but that he has to give her, in other words, she has to be teicher. What's the purpose of giving it to her, of being machne to her, if she doesn't have to be teicher? So many cases are like this, teicher, and Yoshali, where he wasn't machne, so it should be chisor mitzat, dinosami also. So the answer is this. Now the Rambam will also agree that if, let's say, he'll say, harede dikich, and Yoshali, and he'll be shy of the reserve title himself to all the paper, so then it will be possible in Saad Nosa. But suppose that I'm holding the follow, in the case of Benchita Rishite, so then, in the case of Benchita Rishite, so then there wouldn't be any song. Then there wouldn't be any song of Nishin. And then something else, not in Benchita Rishite, Benchita Rishite is more than a bias. But let's say, suppose the paper is thick paper. The paper is thick paper, let's say, as thick as this. Now, so if you reserve titling yourself to all the paper, to all the thickness of the paper upon which it is written, so then he doesn't give to the Ishe not even the uppermost layer of the paper. So then he says, here's thicker than other, so there's no infinite. Acquire any title in the thing upon which they see it only. But suppose he'll say as follows. Harid the Yisayich, and he'll say, written on such a tablet. So let's say it's a new thick, and he'll say that this half of the thickness of the Niyor he gives to her, but the other half of the thickness of the Niyor he reserves himself. So then, according to the Rambam, there wouldn't be any chitong. There wouldn't be any chitong in him. Because if he reserves titling himself to all the paper, to all the thickness, to all the uve, hanyor, so then she doesn't, she just gets what? She just gets atheist. And atheist, she cannot acquire title to atheist, she has to acquire title to hanyor. But suppose he reserves to himself only this outer half in the thickness of the New York. And this hat he gives her away. So then there is no Ishiyah of the Avia. There is no Ishiyah of the Avia because we're able to cut off the outer hat and still the ear will remain on paper. So, in which he is a title. But even in such a case, she will not be neglected. The only abaye was in the Gemara de Shita Lishite. However, the paper on which the atheist of the ghetto are written, so if he reserves title to any part of that paper, then she certainly not neglected. So that couldn't be on the basis. That couldn't be on the basis of Nisine, but that must be on the basis of this. That's why the Rambam says, the Rambam mentions the time of Shita. It's not that there is no din, no chisson in Nisine. According to, there could be a chisson in Nisine also. But certain cases where he's Messiah, some of the paper, the outermost of the thickness of the paper, he's not Messiah, but he, but this half, the get is written on this side, and the other half, the thickness of the paper, he reserves himself. So in such a case, it wouldn't be possible to start the song of Mishineh, but it would be possible to start the song of faith. Now, then... Because I don't mean the margin, I mean beyond, not the margin, I didn't mean the margin. What I meant is, if you split, let's say, the thickness of the paper in two halves, and the outer half, he reserves himself. So, from the mirror, there's no chisson in it, because you will not have, if you do that, if you split it in half, so the atheist will not be tichet davar. Now, this Gemara, boy, I fuck it, you should take the man.
So, what
does that mean? No, Rashi holds that even that will be a chisson.
I mean,
because after all, it's a thick paper. So, in many ways, easy is Messiah. So, the whole paper, inasmuch as the paper is thick paper, so that means. So all the paper is Avira ben Yosef. So the Melech, if he desire any part in that which serves as Avira ben Yosef, as the thing upon which the paper was written, so the Melech is there, so it's a result of his image. That's right. Now, it's mentioned in the name of Reb Chaim, In regard to this kasha, why the Rambam is matching the whole halacha of Sefer Echad Omer Rachmona the Rishnai Moshloit Esvav. The Rambam is matching the whole halacha. Why the Rambam matching? So he says, so Rechai said as follows, that actually, why do we need a special posit? Now, Sefer says the kasha. Sefer Echad, let's go with it. Sefer Echad Omer Rachmona signs the Esvav. Achad Abdul Kamen Dasher Abon and Sefer Lishir Azvorin, Mikol Mokin Dasher Nama Harut Rosh Edoch. So both halachas are implicit in this point of Sefer. One halacha of Rishlolim and one halacha of Moishnayim of Rishlolim. Vintel, Hech Machirim of Rishlolim, but she a mitzad yet because he dafa sheini, have we need to have the shnei dafin in Mishin Sefer Echad Rachmon, Moishnayim of Rishlolim, and Tamo Shrei, they just take a kotri shnei dafin to lo, so we do a take also, there is halacha of Rishlolim of Rishlolim. So there, if he wrote it on two sheets, then we do a take it, so it's possible. So here too, yes, if he writes it on two sheets, it should be possible. And there the more the there we say is less there is kosha here mixed together the kosha that I say so it's kosha it's kosha we know we say that we say you say that I have to say it and we come and I have to cross echo the shnei amur so in other words you see so in say that when you say you need that we spot we need to get different things but then when you say here mixed together the kosha that I say it's kosha it means he finished writing on this page, and then he continues on that, so it's the same sheet, so it's a Sefer Echad, that's kosher, but if it's two different sheets, then it's kosher. Alright, now, there is the mere mention of the Sheet, Agabur, I just want to mention, the mere mention of the Sheet, that by that it would be possible, it seems that it's a kosher of Sefer Echad, as well as I'm exploring, so it would be possible even on one sheet, or two pages. Okay, if half of the Sheet would be written here, and then the other half would be written here. The same sheet, different pages, it's all possible. It's a photo of the sign of the cross. This is the mess. So what do we more mean when he says here, Mr. Dekhotakini is kosher? That is what is the case where the whole Torah was written on this page. And then the Tayseth is written on that page. So then it's kosher. Then it's what is it? And which side would
it
be? Yes, and the inferior, I mean, and on which side would have to be, would have to be, the official, I mean, according to the mayor, the Rastine, the official, on which side has to be. It could be on any side, I mean, it doesn't matter. Even though the Tere is on this side, and the Tere is on this side, and the Eidima, a Chesnim on that side, or according to the mayor, since it has to be the Rastine, the Yahi, and since it cannot be on two pages, from mayor, the Rastine, and the Tere, it couldn't be on two pages either. It could be. It was a child. It could be. Well, anyway.
It's a safer effort. It's a safer effort. It's sort of feeling it. It's going on the word of the culture. So it's according
to the court. All right, okay. According to the mayor, the Chine car, okay? So maybe the Chine also should come with the Chine. Well, it's a child to be considered. Now, but that's a sheet of the office. I mean, most of the things say that if it's written on two pages in the same sheet, then it doesn't come within the two of Sefer HaKhamot, one of the times of Rory. I mean, most of the same agree with faces, only when it's written on two different sheets. Now, for Rav Chaim has a kashe. I don't see that it should be such a strong kashe, but this is what he has. He says, when do we have to resort to the HaKhamot of the time of Sefer Rory, when it's written on two sheets? So why do we have to resolve this as a process of Mishnah to the by all stories it should be possible? So he has his power. Certainly according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that he has seen a carpe. So Meir, if it's written on two sheets, that the part of the Torah, because if the whole Torah is written on one sheet, so we have the whole Torah, maybe with the right thing, we don't need to take the whole Torah. So obviously, in other words, when do we have to resort to this theory of the story? When half of the Torah is written on one sheet, the other half on the other sheet. When the Harayah is written on one sheet, the Torah of the Lord is written on the other sheet. And they decide. So what do they decide? On the first sheet or the second sheet? So one of them, if it's sign only on one sheet, so the other sheet has more significance. So no story is to be possible. What do you say? They even can sign on both sheets. So how can there be a theory? So in other words, so when the Eidim sign on one sheet, there is a Haggadah only on what is mentioned in that sheet. When they sign on another sheet, so there is a Haggadah on what is mentioned in the other sheet. So there is no one unified, after all, what is the Eidim represents, the Haggadah Eidim. There is no Haggadah Eidim on all the contents of the staff. So it should be possible with all stories. Not only Davide. Why do we need the process? Why do you need the context of Sefer HaKhamot of Moral Science of Israel? So that's the kashe according to Rabbi Meir. But Rav Chaim, that's the kashe even according to Rabbi Meir. That is the chiddush. I mean, you certainly could argue. But anyway, he has things like that. So he says, even according to Rabbi Meir, I would say to the kashe, so without the Sefer HaKhamot of Sefer HaKhamot of Moral Science of Israel, you should be possible in the right. Why? Because if the star, let's say star matron, is written, part of it is written on one sheet, the other part is written, the other half is written on the other sheet. Now, suppose he will be making one sheet first and half an hour later another sheet. Would it be good?
No.
Because each sheet by itself does not represent the material of a star, but it's here. Of each sheet by itself is not the material of a star. So, now of course there's making a difference whether he is making is made here in the presence of the Messiah, one sheet at 12 o'clock and the other sheet at 1 o'clock, or he's made there one sheet at 12 o'clock and then a second later he's made another sheet. In other words, so there is no one Messiah, no Messiah. But suppose, so that we understand, if, let's say, he's made there, the two sheets at different times, even though there is a fraction of a second difference, so then, that it's no star, because there has to be in here a star, and if there cannot be, the king cannot be placed to two separate here. It must be placed to one here, not to two separate here. But the time goes further and says, even let's say, if you take the two pages, let's say, and these links are together, so it's still considered, the Bataha, it's still considered like two here. It's one here and this. And this sheet, and it's another material on that sheet. So, in the melee, the king cannot take effect. Because there has to be one material. If a material character,
So in other words, so there has to be one Mishira. There has to be one Mishira, not two Mishiras. And he says he doesn't batachat, so it's still two Mishiras. I mean, that is, I don't know, I mean, I can see it. But anyway, just like he said. So, I mean, it seems very reasonable that he's, in a name, he's let's say, he's made a, he made two Mishiras, so then there couldn't be any Mishiras. There couldn't be any king. There couldn't be any king. But if he makes one Mishira, the Bataka didn't know it's two different things. So it's one Mishira. Why is it considered like two separate Mishira? So that's one thing, I mean, that is, I can see. And then, in regard to this Rechaim Kasset, in regard to Rechaim Kasset, what, according to Rameira, why do we need it's a Sakot HaKot 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 Enoch Name, according to Rameya, the Rishinic out there, so if the Eden will sign on two separate sheets, so then there's no star. There's no star because the Rishinic Eden is to represent the Agode and the whole star. It cannot be Agode and half of the star. But, two, even by other stories, if what they say is Samasone will be written on two sheets, it's just it will be written on two pieces, which is no good. But suppose if Samatoni is written on one sheet, it's written on one sheet it's written, and then they even sign it. And then they even sign it. And then after the Chsine, he'll take and he'll tear it into two. He'll take it into tear it into two, and then he will be made there. So by other stories, it will be good. Even according to the mayor. Because two is the shakr. He made it was two separate sheets. So mainly when they didn't sign here, there was no Agode here. And even they put their signatures here too. So there couldn't be one Agode on both sheets. But suppose it was one sheet when they didn't sign. So then there was Agode. Agode said, I'm the whole staff. And then he cut it into two. And he was made to the staff. So by Sabatone it would be good. But they didn't have it there. So the Teresit said. Teresit means Simon Kuflamen. Not the Teresit in the second edition. But I don't know. You see in Kuflano. So he says, other rabbis, that the whole Zerat HaKotev, that the whole Zerat HaKotev of Tirayach Adam Rachmone, which nine is just following his reference to the Hesine, not to the Shire, because the Torah says, because that's when the Nota. So what does it say, the Nota? So it's not because of Tirayach, because of Tesha. It means the Nota Tesha. The Nota Tesha. So maybe Zerat HaKotev of Tirayach Adam Rachmone, which nine is just following his reference to the Hesine. And then he says, and he asks another, he just considers it from the other corner. Now he asks the Kate, which is written in the Sinai Kuflame, he says, in the case where he wrote, in the case where he wrote again, and to see